As we mull over the harsh political rhetoric of this week's midterm elections, the tragedy that struck a synagogue in Pittsburgh that left 11 people dead still lingers in the air. Tom Heyman is a retired Wicomico library director. He was born in Pittsburgh and lived in the neighborhood where the shooter struck while attending the University of Pittsburgh. He reflects on the events of that day as they too quickly disappear from the public's attention.
It's been a difficult time for those who feel a connection to the Tree of Life shooting victims in Pittsburgh. Hate is the refuge of the weak and simple-minded, and a tool of those who would cynically manipulate them for their own purposes. Such damaged people have always been among us. But now social media carries messages of validation, encouragement, and motivation. Add an AR-15 and the recipe for the modern American tragedy is complete. So, hate took up arms against Pittsburgh. But to my way of thinking, hate chose the wrong city and in the final analysis was defeated. Pittsburgh is one close-knit neighborhood made up of a variety of close-knit neighborhoods, often with an ethnic identity, like Squirrel Hill, home to much of Pittsburgh's Jewish population. Squirrel Hill is a true neighborhood, close-knit but welcoming. It is Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, after all. Home to him and his mantra of love and inclusiveness, "Won't you be my neighbor?" Fred Rogers also told children who heard scary news, "Look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping." When shots rang out, the helpers came. Pittsburgh police braved a hail of gunfire to engage the shooter and prevent his escape, possibly to continue his killing spree. Several officers were wounded. The community's embrace of its heroes is epitomized by a viral photo of a young Jewish boy in the sheltering arm of a policeman as he delivers a note. "Thank you for keeping the Jews of this neighborhood safe." The wounded shooter was transported to a Jewish hospital still spewing hatred. The team that treated him included Jewish medical professionals. How did Jews manage to treat someone who had just killed their neighbors just for being Jewish? It's what they do. It's who they are. This hatred was also stoked by fear of immigrants and immigration. Really? In Pittsburgh? To grow up in this most diverse city is to understand that we are all immigrants who sooner or later came from someplace else. I recall an old local song, "Pittsburgh's a Whole World of People." The lyrics in part list Irish, Italian, Dutch, Lithuanian, Greek, and Czech. The list goes on, Polish, Muslim, and so on. So many of these immigrants came to escape war, poverty, and persecution in their home countries. Some came with nothing except hope for a better life and the will to create it. They took on dirty and dangerous jobs that no one else wanted. They dug coal, made iron and steel. They built families, churches, the local economy, and neighborhoods, a city, and a nation. And the neighbors of this city have united in support of each other in the face of this tragedy. A song tells us San Francisco was built on rock and roll. Very cool. Pittsburgh was built on steel. Steel is no longer made in Pittsburgh, but it is part of our heritage and identity. Every native or adopted son and daughter of the Steel City seems to receive an infusion of steel into their DNA. Steel bends but rarely breaks. It can help you survive the hammer blows of life and keep on living. Pittsburgh and its police force are wounded but will recover because Pittsburgh is stronger than hate. And Pittsburgh has shown that love can defeat hate and the bankrupt concepts of anti-Semitism and anti-immigrant xenophobia. Pittsburgh has shown the way forward, and I can only hope that our nation follows its lead. This is Tom Heyman.